Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Malacca Historic City. We begin with Heron House, guest house, which you see over there on my left. It has a Dutch architecture, long and narrow to avoid debts. If it is long and broad, you will have to pay tax. In the year 1700, if you have houses with many glass, you have to pay tax. That was the Dutch law, British law, and French law. These laws were abolished 100 years ago. And you can have as much glass now, and you don't have to pay tax. The windows were installed 2 years ago. The house is 30 meters long. Some houses in the vicinity are 50 to 70 meters long. And you can do your indoor jogging during bad weather if you so desire. There are 6 rooms. They are very classic, spacious, air-conditioned, clean, well-furnished, with bathrooms and toilets attached. There is a classic cafeteria serving breakfast and lunch at reasonable prices. At 3 in the evening, you will be served with tea, cheesecake, chocolate cake, etc., etc. You are cordially invited to visit this guest house and do bring along your friends. You can see a road there with cars running in front of the guest house. The Dutch named it Herenstraat, which means gentleman's street. When the British took over, it was popularly known as Millionaire Street due to the fact that many rich people lived there during the colonial era. Tan Cheng Lock was a highly educated and respected personality. He rendered yeoman service to his Chinese community and the government, and was conferred the award Tun Sir Tan Cheng Lock by the Malaysian and British governments. He lived at house number 111 in Heron Street. His grandfather bought this house from a Dutch named Nieuw Bruno in 1800. This road is now named Tan Cheng Lock Street, as a visible living memorial. He is no more. At house number 50, Heron Street, is a Baba Nyonya museum. You can visit it for a fee of 7 ringgit per person for an hour. The guide is very helpful and humorous too. There is so much to see, and you will be amazed at the antique items in the museum.